Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share with you, there is a message I would like to share the Lord gave me from the book of Amos that I've entitled, The Affliction of Joseph. And as we look at the book of Amos, I feel that we can find many parallels and great significance for the times in which we are now living, basically a reflection of America and the modern church, and also the fact that God is raising up the unknowns, if you will. He's raising up His people to speak the word of the Lord. And so before we go into the word, let's pray. Father, first of all, Lord, I want to thank you for every listener. And Father, as we desire to grow in you, to understand in greater measure the depths and revelation of the Word of God, Lord, there are needs that are represented, those who are listening. And Father, in your mercy and great compassion, I pray that you will minister to every listener, that you would touch them in body, mind, soul, and spirit, that they will know that they know that you are their God and that you will never fail them nor forsake them, but that you are with them and that your love transcends any measure, any height, length, depth. Lord, our feeble minds cannot comprehend, cannot understand, even in the smallest measure, how great your love is for your people. And so, Father, I ask that you make it very personal, because, Lord, it's not as a theological concept that we will grow in that understanding that God is love, but that, Lord, that your personal love for each one of your children is so wonderful, is so great. Father, let them know that love that will get them through every battle. And I release the grace of God that is needed for the situations, the battles, the challenges they are facing in their life right now. And then, Lord, I ask for your anointing to be upon the word of the Lord. Father, help us to understand that we are living in the end times, that we are living in very difficult, very challenging times. And Father, if there was ever a time we needed to get serious with God, it is now. And Father, you are calling. The Spirit of God is moving, is being poured out upon all people. And Lord, we know that the harvest, that final harvest, is ready to be gathered in. And we desire that we may be fitting vessels that will be able to contain the word of the Lord, speak the word of the Lord as members of your body. And Lord, out of our innermost being, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, that anyone who thirsts can come and drink freely of the waters of life. Father, thank you for your anointing. Open up our understanding and help us, Father, to be vigilant in prayer, not only for ourselves, our loved ones, but for the peoples of the world, for this nation in which we live. Father, we bow and worship before you, and we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'd like to begin by sharing a verse found in the sixth chapter, verses 5 through 6. And this is the prophet Amos who is speaking to God's people at that point in time, that historical point in time. And yet, as we know, as we read the Word of God, as we read the prophets, even though they had specific application for a specific point in time and for specific peoples, including the people of God, Israel, yet there is application for every time, every people, because the human condition has not changed. He says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph." What is this saying? God is saying that there are those who are quite complacent. They're in Zion, and there can be many and are many in today's modern church that are quite comfortable, quite satisfied with where they are at spiritually, and they're carrying on business as usual. They're inventing to themselves instruments of music, as it says. They're drinking, they're enjoying the prosperous life, and they are not grieved. They do not have the spiritual understanding, the discernment to see what the condition of so many are today that call themselves Christian. All you have to do is read the book of Revelation, and you can see the words that Jesus had to say to the church of his day. And many have said that if any church applies to the present ages, the church of Laodicea, we are rich and increase with goods, and we have need of nothing. And the Lord says, you don't really understand your true spiritual condition. You're wretched, naked, miserable, and blind. And he counsels of them to buy eye salve that they can really see. And so, beloved, this is not a message of judgment or condemnation, but it is a warning from the mouth of the Lord as he spoke through the prophet Amos, which is applicable to all generations, that God is not mocked. What a man sows, he will reap. Now, what was the charge? There were those in Zion who were quite at ease. They were quite comfortable, but they were not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. What does that mean? That Greek word of the affliction means it's shibor. It's a bruise, a hurt, a fracture, a breaking, a shattering, a breach, an opening in the wall, referencing destruction, misfortune, and ruin. Now, let's look just for a moment at the setting of this period of history in the time of Israel. And let me read just the first two verses, the words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, on the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Apparently something happened that was fairly significant, so it was recorded as this was 2 years in advance of this apparently major earthquake. And he said, "The Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither." And then he goes on in the following verses on into chapter 2 until he gets down to verse 4, and then he begins to address Judah. But Amos was called to prophesy at Israel's royal sanctuary at Bethel. Now, if you know your Old Testament history, that there was a king who, by the name of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, if you will. He was concerned that his kingship could be threatened. He did not want the tribes to return to Jerusalem, which was the center of worship, so he raised up a golden calf in the northern part of the kingdom. And he was not serving God, even though God had spoken to him and tried to get him to return. Nonetheless, there was much wickedness at that time. And so Israel was in this condition, and Amos was called by the Lord to prophesy at the royal sanctuary in Bethel. And there were great social extremes at the time. There was abject poverty as well as comfortable prosperity, as you can tell from that verse I just read. And there was a message against the wealthy. He declared the poor were exploited and cheated. There was religious arrogance. There were corrupt religious leaders. affluence had lulled the upper class into such apathy that they refused to recognize the sickness of their society. And as we look around at today's world, today's society, oh, there are some that maybe, as you know, in the church, that are so grieved as they see what is happening, or even those who aren't religious as patriots, they're grieved to see what is occurring in our nation. But there's, in general, those who are so caught up in the world, they're fairly satisfied, they're comfortable, they're seeking more and more of the good life. And we have to consider what the command of the Lord is. And Jesus made it very simple. In the book of Matthew, Jesus was approached by a scribe, and actually it was a lawyer, in verse 35 of chapter 22. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Well, I see my time has flown, and we're just getting into the message. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But in the moments that remain, I want to encourage you to write and share your prayer requests. And also, this is probably the last week I'll offer it, the little booklet, Devotional Meditations, Yours for the Requesting. Here's a brief excerpt of prophetic words God has given over the years. "My beloved, does not my word promise that I would give you the desires of your heart as you delight in me? I know your desire to live in a higher realm. As you purpose in your heart to make the way of the Lord a place where you continually abide, my Holy Spirit shall enable you to walk in victory. My Spirit produces life. It shall bring life to your mortal body and life to your hopes and desires. This walk, to those who diligently seek it, is a path of wisdom. And as my word declares, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace, says the Lord." Praise God. I bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. Remember to share your prayer requests, request the little booklet, Devotional Meditations. I love you, pray for you daily, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.